Welcome to the deep dive. Ever walked into a, a new work situation, maybe a big meeting or some networking thing, and you feel that little knot in your stomach when it's your turn to say who you are? It's funny how those first few seconds can really, well, shape how people see you, isn't it? So today, our mission is to really get into that, how to master professional self-introductions in business English. We're going to look at the essential bits, why they're so important, and share some really practical tips from our sources. The goal: to help you make a first impression that's confident and, memorable.
Absolutely. And it's not just about being polite, is it? In today's global workplace, a strong intro, well, it builds trust almost instantly. It shows you're credible, and honestly, it opens doors for real conversations and future possibilities. It's fundamental.
Totally agree. And speaking of building skills, this deep dive is proudly brought to you by LingExam.com. Stick around, because LingExam.com is a fantastic resource for taking your professional English even further. We'll tell you more later.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's unpack this. What is a professional self-introduction, really? Our sources say it's basically a short, clear, and confident way to present yourself. You see them everywhere, right? Meetings, interviews, conferences, even quick online check-ins.
Exactly. It's that moment you say, hi, this is me, and this is what I bring to the table. Yeah. And the core purpose, what's really key, is helping others quickly understand who you are professionally. You know, your role, your expertise, how you fit in. Especially in international business, it's not just nice to have, it's essential. It really lays the foundation for, well, for everything that follows in that interaction. Your first piece of personal branding, yeah. Almost.
Oh, personal branding, I like that. So digging deeper, why are they so critical? Mm-hmm. Beyond just, being polite, our sources point to four main things. First off, first impressions. It's huge. How you introduce yourself massively impacts how competent, how trustworthy people think you are right from the get-go.
Definitely. That initial judgment happens fast.
Then there's clarity. A good intro just cuts through the fog. People immediately get what you do, what your role is. No guessing games.
Which is so important in a busy setting.
Right. Third, networking. A solid introduction is basically your entry ticket to building relationships. It smooths the way.
Makes starting those conversations much less awkward.
For sure. And fourth, and I think we sometimes forget this one, it boosts your own confidence.
Yeah.
Just knowing you can say who you are clearly and effectively, well, it makes you feel more self-assured, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. If you connect that to the bigger picture, getting good at introductions isn't just about ticking a box, it's about empowering yourself in any professional situation. When you feel confident explaining who you are, you feel more relaxed. You can actually focus on the conversation itself, not just worrying about what to say next. It frees you up.
Yeah, we've all fumbled introductions before, haven't we? It feels so much better when you nail it. So, okay, let's get practical. How do we actually build a strong introduction? Our sources kind of break it down into key elements like building blocks. Where do we start?
Well, it all kicks off with the right tone, right? The greeting, think of it as your verbal handshake. Simple things like good morning or hello everyone, or maybe a slightly warmer, hi, I'm pleased to meet you. That phrase, pleased to meet you, it just sounds genuinely glad to be meeting them.
Yeah, nice and polite.
And if you're in an international crowd, hello or good morning or good afternoon are always safe bets. Can't go wrong.
Okay, greeting sorted. What comes immediately after that?
Your name, naturally. And the key here is clearly and slowly. State your full name first and last, like, my name is Anna Mueller, or perhaps, I'm John Smith. You could even use a slightly more formal intro phrase, like, let me introduce myself, I'm Wai Zhang.
Let me introduce myself. That sounds quite formal, but useful.
It is, and a quick tip, formal settings, always use the full name. More casual internal team, maybe just the first name is okay. But when in doubt, go formal.
Good advice. Err on the side of caution. So we know who you are. Next is what you do.
Exactly. Your position or job title. This tells people your specific function. Our sources give examples like manager, someone leading a team or project, or accountant handling the money side, sales representative out there selling, marketing specialist promoting things, HR officer dealing with people stuff, project coordinator keeping projects on track.
Right. Helps place you in the organization.
Precisely. And you'd phrase it like, I'm the sales manager at Technova, or I work as a financial analyst. Simple and direct.
And to give that role some context, the company or organization needs to be mentioned too.
Yes, definitely. It provides that professional backdrop. You might say, I work for Global Solutions LTD, or maybe I'm with the marketing department at Star Enterprises. Using I'm with or I work for both work perfectly well.
Okay, so greeting, name, title, company. Are we done, or is there more we can add?
There's one more potential layer, which is often optional but can be really effective. Additional context. If it fits the situation, adding a brief, relevant fact about your work or why you're there can add depth.
Like what sort of fact?
For example, I've been with the company for 5 years focusing on international sales. Or maybe my main responsibility is overseeing product launches in Europe. It just gives a little more flavor. Main responsibility just means your key duty, and oversee means to manage or supervise.
Got it. Adds a bit more substance without going on too long. And then how do we finish it off smoothly?
Ah, the polite close. Super important. You want to end on a positive note. Phrases like, it's a pleasure to meet you all, or I look forward to working with you.
Nice and professional.
Right. And if you're networking, ending with a question is a great way to keep the conversation flowing. Something like, I'd love to learn more about your work, or maybe, may I ask what your main role is here? It invites them to share.
That's a really clear breakdown. So, putting all those pieces together, what would a full example sound like? Maybe for a formal meeting.
Okay, let's try one based on the source example. Good morning, everyone. My name's James Lee. I'm the operations manager at East West Logistics. I've been with the company for 8 years and currently oversee our supply chain projects in Europe. It's a pleasure to meet you all.
See, that flows really well. Greeting, name, title, company, a bit of context, and the polite close. Concise, but tells you a lot.
Exactly. All the key info is there, presented clearly and professionally.
Now, let's quickly highlight some key vocabulary from our sources that really helps here. We've used some already, but repetition helps, right? The verb to introduce means to tell someone another person's name. Let me introduce our new team member. Then colleague. That's just someone you work with. This is my colleague, Sarah, from marketing.
Simple enough.
A department is a specific part of a company, like IT or sales. I work in the IT department. Your role is your job or function. My role is to coordinate the sales team.
Right.
Networking. That's the whole activity of making business connections. Networking events are great for, well, networking.
Yes, building those contacts.
And responsibility is a duty you have in your job. My main responsibility is managing customer accounts. And let's not forget, experience the skills you get from doing things. He has a lot of experience in marketing.
That vocabulary is definitely useful. And it ties into understanding the broader picture of where people fit. Knowing typical job titles like CEO, director, manager, supervisor, even assistant or intern, it helps you understand the company structure, the hierarchy.
Ah, good point. Knowing who's who.
Exactly. So you might hear, our CEO, Mrs. Patel, will give the welcome speech. Or someone might say, I report directly to the finance director. It just gives you context.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, a really crucial part of this is adaptability, isn't it? You don't give the exact same intro everywhere. How does it change depending on the situation or even the culture?
Yeah.
Let's start with face-to-face meetings.
Right, face-to-face. Here, nonverbal cues are huge. A firm handshake, if that's the local custom, of course. Good eye contact, a genuine smile, speak clearly, project confidence, and importantly, adjust how formal you are based on the situation and the people there.
Makes sense. What about online? So much happens on Zoom or Teams now.
Yeah, online meetings have their own nuances. Sometimes using the chat for your intro is helpful, maybe if the connection is bad or you want to share a LinkedIn profile. Mentioning your location or time zone can be useful, especially in international calls.
Good tip.
And definitely use your webcam if you can. Seeing faces makes a big difference for connection. It feels more, well, human.
Totally agree. And then there's email introductions. How do those differ?
For email, clarity starts with the subject line. Make it obvious, like introduction, Anna Muller, project coordinator, global solutions.
So they know exactly what the email is about.
Exactly. Inside the email. Short, polite greeting. State your name, position, company. And crucially, why you are writing. The source example was good. Dear Mr. Smith, my name is Anna Muller, project coordinator at Global Solutions. I'm reaching out to introduce myself as your main contact for the new project. Look forward to working with you. Best regards, Anna Muller. Clear, concise, professional.
Perfect. Now, you mentioned cultural customs earlier. That seems really important for introductions.
Oh, absolutely. Fascinating and vital. Cultural differences are significant. For instance, in the UK, people might switch to first names quite quickly. But in, say, Germany or Japan, using titles and surnames often continues for longer as a sign of respect.
Interesting difference.
Yeah. Or in the US, it's quite normal sometimes to share a small personal detail like a hobby after the main business intro to build rapport. And think about Japan exchanging business cards. The mishi is a whole ritual. Giving and receiving with both hands, studying the card respectfully.
Wow, lots to consider.
The main takeaway, be observant. Listen first. See what others are doing, especially if you're in a new cultural environment. Try to follow the local customs. It shows respect and really helps build rapport.
Great advice. Be aware and adapt. So we've got the theory, the structure, the adaptations, but knowing it and doing it are different things.
Yeah.
How do people actually practice this?
Practice is everything. And the first step our sources suggest is simple. Write your introduction. Just get it down on paper. Use the structure we talked about: greeting, name, title, company, maybe context, close. See how it flows.
Okay, script written. Then what?
Then pair practice. Grab a colleague, a friend, anyone. Practice introducing yourselves to each other. Give honest feedback. Was it clear? Did they sound confident? Did they pronounce everything well?
That sounds really helpful, like a safe rehearsal.
Exactly. And for solo practice, record and reflect. Use your phone. Record yourself saying the introduction, then listen back critically. You'll notice things like speed, clarity, filler words, things you miss when you're just saying it.
Oh, I can imagine hearing yourself back is quite revealing.
It can be. And finally, don't just stop at the intro, expand the conversation. Practice asking those follow-up questions we mentioned. What do you do at company? How long have you worked there? What are you working on now? It helps you move smoothly from introducing yourself to actually having a conversation.
Fantastic tips. Practice makes perfect, or at least much, much better. Now, people listening might still have some specific questions. Let's tackle a few common ones from our sources. First, that tricky one. Full name or just first name?
Right. General rule. Start formal with your full name, especially meeting new people or in senior settings. You can always switch to first names if others do, or if it's clearly an informal environment. Better safe than sorry.
Okay. What if your job title is really specific or doesn't translate well?
Good one. Focus on explaining your main function or duties simply, instead of just the confusing title. So something like, my role involves, or I'm responsible for, and describe what you actually do in simple terms.
Makes sense. Focus on the function. And the big one, how can I sound more confident, even if I'm nervous?
Yes. Confidence. Well, practice is key, as we said. Knowing your intro inside out helps. But also simple things. Stand or sit tall, smile genuinely, even on the phone, people can hear it. Make eye contact or look at the camera online. Speak at a moderate pace, not too fast, not too slow. Breathe. Preparation really does build confidence.
Fake it till you make it.
A little bit, sort of. Projecting confidence often helps you feel it too. And finally, how do you keep the ball rolling after the intro? Simple questions are your best friend. How about you? Or what brings you here today? Or what's your role on this project? Show genuine interest in the other person. That's the bridge to real conversation.
Excellent. So to wrap up a practical side, here's that quick checklist from our sources. Before your next intro, just run through this. Did I greet politely? Check. Say my full name clearly? Check. State job title and company? Check. Add a relevant detail if needed? Check. Finish with a polite close or question? Check. And did I smile if visible? Check.
That's a great little tool to have in your pocket.
Definitely. So, reflecting on all this, mastering that self-introduction, it's not just a small skill, is it? It impacts your confidence, your networking ability, those crucial first impressions. It really sets the stage in any business context.
Absolutely. And maybe a final thought to leave you with. Consider that a truly great self-introduction isn't just about efficiently delivering information. It's about opening a door. It's the very first step towards genuine connection, collaboration, and maybe even opportunities you can't yet see. It's a small act with potentially big consequences.
Well said. We really hope this deep dive is giving you some valuable tools and insights for your own professional introductions. And remember, for more fantastic resources on this topic and loads of others to boost your professional English, head over to lingexam.com. Definitely check them out to continue building your skills. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.